Hi, I'm Mary Wright, Education Director at Touchstone Theatre, and I am delighted to celebrate a Young Playwrights Lab milestone, our 20th Young Playwrights Festival. This year, it's on Sunday, May 18th at 3 p.m. at the beautiful theatre at Northeast Middle School right here in Bethlehem. Now, the Young Playwrights Lab Arts and Literacy program began more than 20 years ago when a couple of teachers at Dunnigan Elementary School asked a couple of teaching artists from Touchstone Theatre, what's next? They had just finished a successful arts residency working together, and they didn't want the collaboration to end. Well, what came next was the Young Playwrights Lab, an after-school program designed to help students discover the joy of creativity and increase literacy through the fun-filled process of writing their own original play. And that was 20 years ago today. So here we are, more than 2,000 students and 170 programs later, about to celebrate with a big party our 20th annual Young Playwrights Festival. And my favorite thing about the lab and festival is that the community gets to see and hear what's important to our youth. Themes of friendship, saving the planet, standing up to bullies, the importance of family, these are all found in the plays. And the characters may include Greek gods, mad scientists, and talking sharks, but the themes run deep. Someone once said that the Young Playwrights Festival is the most magical night of theater in the Lehigh Valley, and I happen to agree. So I hope you'll join us on Sunday, May 18th, 3 p.m. at Northeast Middle School for our Young Playwrights Festival. It's a play festival, it's a celebration, it's a party you don't want to miss. So get your tickets at www.touchstone.org, and while you're there, check out our Write the Future campaign, where every dollar donated gets matched thanks to the Cinquino family, and you can help us reach the next generation of young playwrights.
Thank you, Krista and Mary, so much for joining me. Could you introduce yourselves again?
Sure. I'm Mary Wright, ensemble member and education director here at Touchstone Theatre.
And my name is Krista Metter, and I'm also a local actor and a teaching artist for YPL and Mini Bridges here at Touchstone.
So Mary, can you give the elevator pitch for people who may not be aware of what Young Playwrights Festival is?
Well, they've been missing out.
The fact that they don't know is upsetting, but for someone who is this the first time, they're just coming across it. I don't want to say unusual, it's unique. So explain what it is.
Sure.
And why it's so much fun.
Okay. So YPL, Young Playwrights Lab, YPL, is an after-school program that we work with elementary and middle school kids. We go in, grab a bunch of kids.
Grump of kids? A group of kids.
Yes, a gaggle.
Depending on the time of year.
We gather them together, and we work with them, and we play a lot of theater games, improvisations that turn into writing prompts, and out of that, the kids find something that they want to write about, and then we help them write their own original one-act play. And so sometimes those plays are serious, sometimes they're silly, sometimes they're fun, but they are always a great... they're always a great window into what kids care about right now. Because there might be talking sharks in the play.
Or octopus.
Octopi.
Truth.
Yep. What's a group of octopi? If a grump is...
a squad?
I don't know. A squad.
Google it.
A consortium. Which is great.
We should have known that a year ago. Bummer.
Consortium. Okay. Yeah. But like these wild talking animals, but the themes are about standing up against bullies and oppression, about taking care of your family,
just being kind.
Kind. Yeah.
Yeah. And just learning all about our community and support for each other.
It's a very cool program. And so the festival then is when we take a handful of the plays that got written all year. This year we had over 100 plays written, and we take a handful of them and put them up on a stage and Touchstone directs, and we cast from the community, mm-hmm. and then these kids get the chance to see their play that they wrote performed by a professional theater company.
And just some of the, like, the logistical thing, you said over 100, yeah. which is a lot for any entry to have 100 students submit yeah. their own original plays. How does that go about? Is it a partnership with the school district? And is the lab done after school?
Yes. The lab is done after school at schools. And primarily this year we've been at Bethlehem Area School District, but in other years we've been at other school districts as well. And it's a great, BASD has been a great partnership from the get-go. I mean, the program began at Dunnigan, using Dunnigan teachers to help create it. And so we always have a teaching partner from the school who's in helping us teach the program, because it was created collaboratively, so we want to keep teaching it collaboratively. And it's a very cool program.
And speaking of teaching,
yes,
Krista, can you tell me about your role with this? And then I'm going to show right now on screen a picture of you as an octopus last year.
Yes.
I have to take it somewhere.
Of course.
How did you get involved? And then kind of walk me through you know, what you do when you're in the lab.
You got it. Well, I mean, my journey with Touchstone starts a year ago. And I mean, they've been on my radar for years. I mean, of course, I've always known about Touchstone. Mm-hmm. I never knew exactly just amazing they are until I became a part of the little crew here. But I mean, I finally, throughout my lifetime, I've, of course, had children, so I'm a mom. So it took me years to kind of get back into the acting world. But thanks to COVID, honestly, I mean, I was able to do some things virtually with another local theater.
Sure.
And then I was able to toe-dip my way back into the theater world. And they, Touchstone was one of the first that I wanted to finally get into. So as soon as April came around and I saw the auditions for YPF, I'm like, I'm doing it. This is my opportunity.
A big thank you to our sponsors, Michael Bernadin with RE/MAX Real Estate, Molly's Irish Grill and Sports Pub, Benko Beverage Company, Wind Creek Event Center, WDIY 88.1 FM, and of course our friends at Lehigh Valley Health Network. Thank you for allowing us to continue to bring these episodes to you.
Lehigh Valley Health Network is now proudly part of Jefferson Health, and together we're bringing you more hospitals and outpatient locations for added convenience, more nationally ranked specialists for expert care, more clinical trials, and more innovation to improve outcomes. We're investing in your well-being and building healthier communities, because more expertise and convenient care means better outcomes and a healthier you. Jefferson Health and Lehigh Valley Health Network, together for the future of care.
And being a mom, I can't do the huge commitments of like a full-on production. It's just hard, you know? So for me, it was perfect, because it was just a few weeks of rehearsals, and I was like, I'm ready for this, I'm doing it. So I auditioned, and it was just, the whole audition process was so much fun. So it's just a lot of surprises. You know, it's not so much they give you a cold read and you go from there. It's
right.
Like, we got games for you. I'm like, oh, you know, so immediately you're brought into this improv world. They stage different things for you. Like, this is what we want you to do. They give you a scene, go. Like, the one thing was, we were under the ocean. We were already to be sea creatures. And I immediately was a, now I can't think of the word. The, not lobster.
Urchin?
Hermit crab.
Hermit crab.
So I immediately just started pretending to be a hermit crab, and that I was growing out of my shell. And I was like, I need to find new big boy pants. And I had them rolling. And I was like, I might be in.
Really? I'm auditioning for a children's play. That's one of the unique aspects, is you're describing how the community at large, anybody, you know, can come and audition to then be a part of the plays that the children wrote.
Yes, exactly.
And that's the coolest thing, because the buy-in on that, when you see, because I've been to many of these, when you see the buy-in from the community members to the content of the plays, right? Yeah. That's, to me, where the magic is.
Totally,
the one that you were in is all about, because you're reading this, watching it, this is insane.
Yes.
But you're committed.
And that's 100%. The beauty of it.
And that's where it's like, okay.
Yeah.
That's what I really
I tend to have very childlike energy. So for me, it was like the idea of being an octopus leader. I was like, of course. You know, this is something on my bingo card I didn't even know I had. You know, so check. You know, so I immediately was just like, of course I'll be the octopus leader. So it was amazing. And of course, the headdress that you guys brought out to me, that was like, that was the selling point as well. And we've seen the headdress. Everybody knows the squid.
Right. And of course, we want people to come. We want to, of course, I'm really excited about the kids as well. But I want to real quick talk about some of the community members. You made me think of the headdress. There are so many people who are volunteering to put this stuff together. Mm-hmm. And it's not like these are rinky-dink productions. It's the performance you guys put on was amazing. Like, there were... sincerely, with the amount of costuming, just alone, the work, the time that we put into that. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, the help that you get on that end?
Sure. We get help from a lot of the community. Directors are all responsible for the totality of their own play.
Sure.
And so they reach out to everybody they know. Mm-hmm. And so we are borrowing costume pieces from other people sometimes. We have moms of kids who say, oh, can I help do something? Sometimes the cast members themselves say, can I come in and help paint the set? You know, and it really is an all hands on deck kind of affair. And I think that's another, when you talk about the buy-in, that is part of the power of this, is that you have an entire community who is completely gung-ho on helping get kids' ideas out there.
The urban, like the kids' vision.
The kids' vision.
Like the adults are coming in going, wow, it's like they wrote it. They're the ones, you know, you're gonna, of course, get constructive.
Yeah, and part of the fun as a director is that kids' imaginations are just wild and wonderful.
Yes.
And it frees up the directors to be a little more wild than maybe they might sometimes be.
Right.
And there's a lot of gaps in some of the kids' descriptions of things. they don't explain how somebody gets to the moon. And so you as the director now have the opportunity to decide for yourself how...
Sure.
Because the playwright did not happen to give that information. And so it's just this really fun, give and take.
Yeah.
And the playwrights, the finalists whose plays are fully produced... they come in and observe one of the rehearsals, and they get to answer questions that the actors might have, or the directors might say, I've been thinking about this, what do you think? And I think for these kids to suddenly be taken so seriously is an unusual situation for them, unfortunately, in this world, for kids' ideas to be taken so seriously.
But just in such a way where they're, you know, you feel it. You feel like, wow, this was their creation, and you... The adults we're all equal, I guess, on the stage, and everyone has that input, and that was really fun to me. What was, like, your first time was doing it last year, right? What was, like, I don't know, maybe your most favorite part, or something that shocked you, or in a good way?
That shocked me? I mean, honestly, it was just the camaraderie. Like, that was my favorite part. I mean, I love being a community actor just because I love to meet new actors. Mm-hmm. And that was, I mean, there was nothing super surprising about it, but just we clicked right away.
Right.
And like, we just rolled with it. We were like, what have you got for us, Christopher Shore? You know, it's like, we were just ready. We were ready for the dance number, even though I am not a dancer. I was like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to dance, you know? It was just so much fun that all of us, as a little band of octopi and pirates, that we were just ready for anything. Like, that's how we came on board together, and we just clicked right away. And the camaraderie of that, to bring Valentina's, like, vision to life. I mean, I can only imagine being her sitting in the audience and watching these grown-ups putting on her little, like, 9 to 10 minute show, you know? And so I just think I was ready for anything. So...
You mentioned Christopher Shore. It brings me to one other topic. There are also directors who are doing this. Christopher Shore is from Moravian University. Can you talk a little bit about that?
And he's one of our ensemble members.
Yes.
Matt Prideaux, one of our ensemble members. We have some of our ensemble affiliates directing this year as well. And so we like Touchstone's a big family. Mm-hmm. And so we like to give the opportunity to direct to people when it seems like they're the right fit, you know?
Yeah, and it's, I don't know, that'd be like a nice feather in your cap to be like, I directed the octopus.
Yes!
Honestly.
I mean, they're having so much fun that they forget that this is actually going to be something.
You said before you recorded, you said Trojan horse.
Yeah, the Trojan horse, exactly. Yeah.
In a good way.
Yeah, yes. Like, yeah, they're having so much fun that something amazing and productive is going to come out of that, and we'll actually get to be seen and produced on stage.
And so, what's amazing and productive is that we've done this for 20 years.
20 years.
20th Playwrights, over, Young Playwrights Festival.
Over 2,000 kids in 20 years. Over 2,000 kids.
Do you have like a repository of all these scripts? Like,
yes.
Wow.
I do. I do. For 20 years we've been doing this, and so we are celebrating big time this year. We're going to have some special treats for folks who come to celebrate with us. And May 18th, 3 p.m. at Northeast Middle School, you're going to get to see some fabulous theater happen.
There's going to be like my fourth or fifth, maybe fifth one. I've been going for a long time.
Yeah.
It's great. I can't wait to my daughter get involved. I love it. Thank you guys so much for taking
the time. Thank you.
And we'll see you at the 20th Annual Young Playwrights Festival at Northeast Middle School in Bethlehem on May 18th. Get your tickets at touchstone.org and learn more about Touchstone and all the great things we're doing all year.
Yay.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, George.
Thank you.